Well, you probably realize that Fort Custer here in southern Michigan is one of the places that the U.S. Northern Command is looking to isolate and quarantine potential victims of the coronavirus, COVID-19. That's what they're calling it now, COVID-19. COVID-19 is the focus of a lot of activity now, in fact. An executive order issued by the Joint Staff and approved by Defense Secretary Mark Esper earlier this month directed Northern Command and Geographic Combatant Commanders to initiate pandemic plans. That's right, pandemic plans, which include ordering commanders to prepare for widespread outbreaks and confining service members with a history of travel to China. The Navy and Marine Corps messages issued Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, respectively, reference an executive order directing U.S. Northern Command to implement the Department of Defense Global Campaign Plan for Pandemic Influenza and Infectious Disease. The document serves as the Pentagon's blueprint for planning and preparing for widespread dispersion of influenza and previously unknown diseases. U.S. Northern Command said Wednesday it was directed by the Joint Staff February 1 to commence prudent planning in their assigned role, synchronizing the department's plans for pandemic, flu, and disease. This is a big time and a big order. But in no way does the planning indicate a greater likelihood of an event developing, they say. As military professionals, planning for a range of contingencies is something we owe the American people, so said Navy Lieutenant Commander Mike Hatfield. We coordinate with other combatant commands to assess potential impacts. In the event of a pandemic, and we ensure the U.S. military is poised to respond as required. So this is what's going on around you. And they're preparing for this even as we speak. Now that we know more than 50,000 are infected in Wuhan, China, something on the order of 1,500 dead, 50,000 sick. And we know that the death toll climbs more than 100 in a day recently. The number of cases in the U.S. continues to climb as well. And two airlines, jumbo jets, came in the overnight hours. Chartered flights carrying quarantine passengers arrived in the U.S., 14 Americans officially infected. Officially infected. But hundreds of American passengers who have been quarantined on a cruise ship left Japan Monday on two planes coming back to the United States. 14 of the passengers are infected, isolated in specialized containment areas. And those that are coming back will have to spend the next 14 days in quarantine as well. Yeah, 14 days in quarantine as well. So here's the, okay, so here's the latest numbers just crossing the wire. The 46 Americans who tested positive on the cruise ship were told to remain in Japan to be treated for the virus that has killed about 1,800 people officially, infected more than 70,000 globally. So my guess is you double that. It takes 14 days for people to realize whether or not they've got the illness. So I say double that. Otherwise, how would you be able to figure it out? The fact of the matter is you don't know who has it and who does not. You don't know who has it and who does not. All right, so real quickly back to one of the stories I teased at the top of this hour. Art Van Furniture's private equity owner exploring the options of possibly selling the company and filing for bankruptcy to ensure it can continue serving communities. Boston-based Thomas H. Lee Partners bought Art Van in February 2017 for $550 million, 1 year before the death of its founder, Van Elslander. He died February 2018. Art Van officials confirmed its negotiations to the Detroit News over the weekend, saying talks are too early to comment. We are actively exploring a variety of options with our creditors, investors, and landlords to ensure that Art Van can continue serving our guests and our communities. So said Diane Charles, the company spokeswoman. It is premature at this time to comment further as no final decisions have been made. In the meantime, our stores are open and it's business as usual. They did not respond to any further questions. It's a 61-year-old company. Direction could come as early as next week, according to an article in Crain's Detroit Business, which states the Van Elsener family has prepared an offer for the firm to be a bidder if there's a reorganization plan under Chapter 11. Art Van's family might come back and buy the place. He died of lung cancer when he's 87, by the way. Currently expanding in the Midwest and Canada, but who knows? Who knows? Art Van, it just seems odd to me. I mean, Art Van's just they're everywhere. They advertise everywhere. Their stores are everywhere. Just, I don't know, it surprises me when I see things like that being considered for bankruptcy. Anyhow, just a little Michigan thing for you. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great, then what are you waiting for? It's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, is your place. Not a one-size-fits-all, not the Steve Gruber model for you, but your model for you. Worked for me. I lost more than 40 pounds when I did it. Doing a bit of a maintenance deal now. Down several pounds again. It works, I'm telling you. And it's designed custom just for you, and you're not eating fake food and replacement shakes, so you're eating real food. Here's what you need to do. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You'll learn more at GruberHealth.com. Do that right now, and you'll find out more, and you'll say, I need to do this. And I'll say, yes, you do. In the meantime, I also want you to go to PaycheckTalk.com. PaycheckTalk.com and get signed up. Subscribe to that free newsletter. Support us here at the program if you do. PaycheckTalk.com. Great articles about money and finance and investing directed to people right here in the Midwest. PaycheckTalk.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Attention small business owners with 10 to 250 employees. Do you offer an effective 401k plan to your employees? Are you comfortable with all financial liability? The Michigan Chamber is offering its members the first statewide multiple employer 401k plan. Now, small businesses can offer their employees all the investment benefits a large company can at a competitive price. The program is powered by TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank specializing in full-service wealth management. TriStar will work with your employees, understand their needs, and design an investment portfolio to achieve their goals. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan